I want to talk to you about building each other up, about encouraging people, about sharing your faith with others that builds them up and urges them on in their faith. Last week, I went to coffee with a friend and I left coffee feeling uplifted. I felt coffee feeling like I was on the right track with my life. I just felt really revitalized after having coffee with this friend. And I reflected on it later, and the reason was we were just chatting about our lives, our days, what's going on in our life, but we were both women of faith, sharing about our life, sharing about how we're trying our best to be women of faith, how we're doing the best to trust in God and what we think He's saying to us. And by sharing these stories, just the everyday stories of life, it built up my faith and I left feeling really encouraged. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 27, verse 17, it says, "As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." In the Message Bible, it says, "You use steel to sharpen steel, and one friend sharpens another." Back in the Old Testament, in those times, they'd use an iron blade, or they'd use two iron blades, one against the other, to sharpen the tools so that they became effective tools. And so this scripture is saying to us, as we share our lives, our faith with our friends, with other people of faith, then we are able to sharpen their faith and they're able to sharpen ours. Having conversation with other Christian women in our lives, encouraging conversation, it builds us up, it pushes us on, and it helps us to keep going. So I want to encourage you today about the importance of sharing your faith with others. And I'm not just talking about sharing your faith with those who don't know God, because of course that's very important, but I'm talking about sharing your faith with other people of faith so that in your conversation, you can build up each other's faith. As you pull them along, they can pull you along. You know, when we're having this coffee chat, you know, just caught up at a cafe somewhere, we were chatting about cleaning. We were chatting about renovating. We were chatting about work, about working for a boss. We were chatting about our husbands. We were chatting about frustrations with coronavirus. We're chatting about everything. And interspersed with all of that were stories of God in our lives and how God was a part of all of that, sometimes all that mess in our lives, God was a part of it. Now, I shared the story about how late last year I'd been praying to find a support worker for my daughter Hannah so that she can go out into the community because my daughter needs care. And it's a big step for me to take. And I'd been praying about how God, well, I just said, "God, would you bless me with someone that I can trust, someone that maybe who knows Hannah and that I feel really comfortable with sending my daughter out into the community with?" And I just said this prayer. And then probably a few weeks later it was, someone approached me who I knew and said to me, "Hey, would you like me to take Hannah out during the school holidays into the community? I'd really love to do that for you." And I remember when this person approached me, I almost cried because I was like in my head, I'd straight away went, "Wow, God, answer to my prayers." And I just shared this story with my friend. And then she shared a story back with me because after I'd shared my story, she was like, "Wow, like how good is God?" And then she shared a story with me and we were able to encourage each other by sharing the God stories that are in our lives, interspersed in our lives. We spoke about so many different things of trying to live a life that is faithful to God and what He's called us to do. And we spoke about how sometimes it feels like God shows up at the last minute, but it's the perfect minute. And so all these this whole conversation of all these different topics we talked about were really encouraging to me. And that night I was thinking about how it's so important to gather together with your church, to gather together with your faith community. Sure, we can have faith by ourselves, and I know a lot of people can say that, but there's something about coming together and having conversation together that encourages us in our faith. When we gather together as church, as people of faith, we can share our lives' ups and downs. We can share about what we think God's saying to us. We can talk about things like I said, cleaning, renovating, work, things that are not necessarily specifically God, but they're part of our lives and therefore God wants to be part of that. We can chat about all of those things. We can talk about how maybe we feel like God's not in our lives right now. That's okay. And as we share that, then someone can share something else and it might encourage us in our faith. We can talk about trusting in God, about having faith, about staying the course when you're waiting for God to show up. We can talk about trying to be shown a new direction from God or asking Him to show us a new direction and waiting to discern what the next move is in our lives. It can be so encouraging when we gather together to share about our faith. And now when I went for coffee that day, I hadn't necessarily thought I'm going to share about my faith today. Not at all. But I knew this was a woman of faith. I knew that I could speak openly about my faith and it was wonderful. So I want to share with you just a few scriptures to finish this heartbeat that hopefully will encourage you to go out and encourage others. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 24 to 25, it says, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." I just love those words, "may we spur one another on." I just love that. And then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11, it says, "Therefore encourage one another and build each other up, as indeed you are doing." Quite straightforward and simple. Encourage one another and build up each other. And then in Romans chapter 1, verses 11 to 12, it says, "For I am longing to see you, so that I may share with you some spiritual gift to strengthen you, or rather, so that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine." So I love that. This St. Paul talking to the Romans saying, "I just can't wait to come and share faith with you, and that you would share your faith with me, and we would both be encouraged." That's the life that God wants us to live, that we would share our faith with others and they would share it with us. I left coffee that day revitalized. I left coffee feeling like my life's on the right track. I left coffee feeling like there's someone in this with me as well. You know, we don't see each other all that much, but I was encouraged that there's women out there who are trying to live their faith like I am. So I hope that you can find the same in your life. And I encourage you, when you go to church, when you see other women of faith, I encourage you to be bold and have a conversation and share your God stories. You don't have to just straight away come out with, "Oh, I want to share a God story today." But share how God is moving in your life. And I think you'll be surprised how people will share back with you what God's doing in their lives. And I really hope that you are encouraged in your faith, that as iron sharpens iron, you would be really encouraged. So let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, I thank you that you've blessed us with other people in our lives that we can share faith with. Lord, right now, if there are women out there who don't feel like they've been blessed with that, Lord, I pray that you would provide them with someone. I pray that there would be someone that enters into their life or someone who's there already who maybe they're not aware that they could share with, that they would be able to. And Lord, I pray that you give us courage to be bold, to share our stories with others. So I pray for your blessing upon every woman watching this, Lord Jesus. I pray that you would build them up, that they would be able to build up others, and that other women would be encouraging them in their life. And I ask this in your mighty name, Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.